let us all give thanks for Thanksgiving. Let us all be grateful today, for without a day like Thanksgiving, we might not remember to say, I thank the Lord for my family. I thank the Lord for my health. I thank the Lord for the blessings of love, for these are the real wealth.
I thank the Lord for the food we eat. I thank the Lord for the seas.
This is our gift, our thanks, to offer our thanks on Thanksgiving. The Lord is with us today.
A turn around the block, he's got a lot of French toast in the back. He's got it wrapped up in a sock. He's timing the engine of his truck. He's got a lot of French toast in the back. The kids come around and ask him if they can have a delicious slice of French toast. Sure you can, here it is, he says as he hands it out to all the boys and girls, and they scream with delight as they run home and show it to their parents. Then Mom takes the French toast from the kids to examine it more closely. It has green mold growing right out of the crust, and it smells like something awful. And she throws it into the garbage can. A rat comes along and eats it up and falls right over dead. And his stomach bursts open and his liver pops out. Everybody stands around with their hands on their mouths. They really are disgusted. Then the French toast man comes from right around the block and puts it in his French toast sock. He's on his way, he's got a sock full too. So evacuate your bowels and have a hot lunch, and don't be late for school, and don't be late for school, And don't be late for school.
Say, you want to come by the house and have a bite to eat with Eileen and me?
No, thanks. I'll open a can of soup.
Soup?
Yeah, I'm not very hungry.
Never keep your strength up on just soup. That's all you're going to have, huh?
Maybe I'll have some sliced tomatoes.
Going to have anything with them?
What do you mean?
Well, a few sliced Bermuda onions that sure go good with those tomatoes.
Maybe.
Wine, vinegar, and oil dressing?
Yeah.
Little toasted French bread with garlic butter?
Yeah, I might do that.
You got any Parmesan cheese?
I usually keep some on hand.
Great on the bread, you know. Toasted under the broiler.
I know, I have it that way sometimes.
How about the steak?
What steak?
Well, you keep some in your freezer compartment, don't you?
Yeah, I got two or three fillets, I guess.
Great, have to have the broiler on for the bread. Might as well toss a couple of steaks on, too.
Couple.
Now, how about dessert? What do you got in mind?
I got some frozen chocolate cake.
My favorite, with coffee.
Sure.
Sounds great to me.
Huh?
Fine, I'll put the paperwork to bed. You hop out to your place and get things started.
Yeah.
I'll call Eileen.
You will.
Tell her I'm having dinner with you.
You are.
I'm not like you, Joe.
Is that right?
Sure, you invite me to dinner, I accept.
Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to eat. How to marinate the meat. Let me teach you how to eat. It's a culinary treat. Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to bake. Let me teach you how to bake. How to grill a strip steak. Let me teach you how to bake. We can bake a cake. Let me teach you how to bake. I'll teach you things that you never knew. How to choke a chicken and make a meat stew. We can cook your taco in the middle of the street and really feel good. Let me teach you how to eat. Let's go now. Let me teach you how to shred. Let me teach you how to shred. Shredding lettuce by the head. Let me teach you how to shred. Make a yummy sweet bread. Let me teach you how to shred. Teach you how to toast. Let me teach you how to toast. Make a bloody red roast. Let me teach you how to toast. Be the perfect party host. Let me teach you how to toast. I'll teach you things that you never knew. How to choke a chicken or make a meat stew. We can cook your taco in the middle of the street. Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to eat. How to marinate the meat. Let me teach you how to eat. It's a culinary treat. Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to eat.
There's something weird in the fridge today. I don't know what it is. Food I can't recognize. My roommate won't throw a thing away. I guess it's probably his. It looks like it's alive. Yeah. And living in the fridge. in the fridge today. It's green and growing hair. It's been there since July. If you can name the object in that baggie over there, then mister, you're a better man than I. Oh, it's living in the fridge.
You can't stop the mold from growing.
Living in the fridge.
Can't tell what it is at all.
Living in the fridge.
You can't stop the mold from growing.
Living in the fridge. Tell me, do you think it should be carbon dated, fumigated, or cremated and buried at sea?
Thank you. Just a few steps up the street, turn in at the white gate, up the red brick steps and down the hall through those swinging doors, and over to that breakfast nook, better known as Katie's Kitchen. And here she is, Katie Forbes.
And here's the recipe for a delightful dish that can be served as an elegant dessert when put in a crystal bowl, or as a wonderful cool breakfast. It's called cool breakfast. You'll need 2 6.5 to 7 ounce cans of tuna in vegetable oil, 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of milk. You'll need 6 baking apples, 1/2 cup of melted butter, commercial sour cream, and brown sugar, 1 can of condensed cream of mushroom soup. You'll need Thompson seedless grapes, 1 tablespoon of Lee and Perrins Worcestershire sauce, 1 cup of crushed potato chips or corn chips, 1 cup of water, 10 drops of red food coloring. You'll need 1 small loaf of French bread and 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds. Mix the tuna with the undiluted soup, milk, and Worcestershire sauce. Cover and simmer slowly until tender, basting occasionally. Then turn into a 1 1/2 quart casserole and sprinkle the chips over the top. Bake in a 400-degree oven for 10 to 15 minutes until brown and crusty. Then combine the water and sugar, add the red vegetable coloring and cinnamon stick, and cook for 10 minutes. Then use for salad, dessert, or a meat accompaniment. Melt the butter and stir in the Worcestershire sauce, and sprinkle with sesame seeds. Bake in a 375-degree oven for 25 to 30 minutes. Then serve topped with sour cream and dust with brown sugar, and pass extra sugar. This has been Katie Forbes in Katie's Kitchen.
Katie's Kitchen is brought to you by this station and the Lee and Perrins Company.
My TV tray, bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and it takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. TV dinner is a meal that I'm loving. Take off the foil, 30 minutes in the oven. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Don't like no carrots, can't stand no peas, but a pack of Ding Dong bring me down to my knees. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. All day in front of that 24-inch color, and brings a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Only one thing makes me jump up and holler: TV breaks down during bowling for dollars. Get a load of RC Cola, TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean.
jiggle your hole, hummer. Hell, ride the trigger, wanna dumber. I love the air, wanna dumber, hummer. Laying down on something that a jiggle more. Hell, ride the air, wanna love a hummer. Oh, love the mail, jiggle, love a hummer.
Do that again.
Oh, God, love
me,
love me, love me, love me. I'll ride a heaven in a heaven, love me. I love me, love me, love me, love me. I'll ride a ring and take a hover, love me. I love the mail, take a love me. Bend down a truck like I want to love me. I love the heaven in a hover, love me. I'll ride a ring and take a love me. I love the woody, woody, back up, back up.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Was the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take? Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat. Do 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 bon.
Go go, love me, love me, love me, love me. Love ride a heaven, love me, love me, love me. Love the bell, love me, love me. He ride a one and never record, record. Love the bell, love me, love me. He ride a woody, woody, love me, love me. Love the bell, love me, love me. He ride a heaven and a hover, love me. I love the sun that a jigger want.
The other day I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Go, 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 go. Go, go, love it, love it, love it, love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Here I talk like a lover, do. I love it, love it, love it, love it. All out the magic, love it, love it.
The other day, I ate a cold water sandwich and a Sun Nickel to meat and bun.
Cow, cow, love it,
what you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom. Gow gow.
By the missus just to do a bit of shopping in every blessed shop for pickled pork have I been popping. I've been in Dunsey hat shop, but the wife don't want a bonnet. She wants a pound of pickled pork with lots of pimples on it. Well, you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork, whether it comes from China, Japan or Carolina. You can go to Pimlico, Chicago or New York, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork. I stood listening down the street at several suffragettes shouting. I raised me hat and clapped me hands each time they started spouting. At last I said to one old girl, all thoughts of black eye scorning. Now you can get a vote, then get a month, then get let out next morning. Ah, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork, whether it comes from China, Japan or Carolina. You can go to Pimlico, Chicago or New York, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork. When I started out this morning, I had sixpence wrapped in paper. I've only got 3 halfpence now, the rest has gone in vapor. When I get home, I'm sure the wife will start her crockery flinging. It's 10 to 1, she'll kill me, then I'll hear the angels singing. You can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork, whether it comes from China, Japan or Carolina. You can go to Pimlico, Chicago or New York, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork.
I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked, stopped for to rest my feet. I sat down on an old oak tree and there went fast asleep. I dreamed I'm sitting in a swell hotel, hungry as a bear.
My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. You talk about your stew and beef, I ain't no one the best. You talk about chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dress. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Down on an old oak tree and there went fast asleep. I dream I'm sitting in a swell hotel, hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. You talk about your stew and beef, I ain't no one the best. You talk about chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest.
Chicken livers, 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 steak, pork chops, 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 pork, chicken livers, 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 steak, pork chops, 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 pork. Chicken livers, 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 steak, beer, ketchup, horseradish, bananas, fried rice, chunky peanut butter. Well, that was a sumptuous meal, wasn't it?
Jambalaya!
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an Old Moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I get to my milk pack. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles, potato chips, and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
There's always lots of tricks a bride should know before she's wed. The things that help to keep a husband satisfied instead of making him reluctant to come home at 6:30. Because his little wifey isn't wise to all the tricks. The first thing that a bride must do to satisfy her spouse is learn to give him what he wants right there in his own house. So here's advice that I will give to every blushing bride. Believe me, it's a recipe that I have often tried. You take a hold of it, and then you pinch it here and there. You touch it oh so gently. Be careful, it might tear. You squeeze it just a trifle, but do not break the skin. For after all, you surely want to keep the juices in. Of course, it's best to wash it. And when it's nice and clean, you grease it up a little bit till it's fit for any queen. Some brides like to do it as the Europeans say. But I think at first you'd better try the good old Yankee way. There are so many different ways to do the thing up brown, and mothers teach their daughters things in every little town. Some like to spice it up a bit, forsaking worn-out ruts, by trying out the novel trick of stuffing in the nuts. When everything is ready, it's time then to begin. You wait until it's good and hot, and then you stick it in. Of course, there's still a lot to do before you reach the end. It really is amazing the time that you can spend. You take it out and put it in, then take it out some more. Be sure to keep it hot enough, a certain temperature, and each time that you take it out, some grease you must inject to make it nice and slick and keep the bony part erect. And when it's almost finished, what a thrill will come to you to think that you've accomplished what you started out to do. A marvelous aroma now permeates the air. You pull it out and look at it. You're proud you've done your share. Your husband will be satisfied. He'll smack his lips and say, "That's the best piece I've tasted in many and many a day." You can report to mother that you have proved a winner. You've satisfied your husband with your own first turkey dinner.
Okay, well, welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. This is my first Thanksgiving here in Maine, so I want to welcome you to my home. And we've put out quite a buffet for you. and hope you enjoy it. Save your appetite for dessert. We got everything coming for you today. We started with the only Thanksgiving song you're going to hear, and that was the Thanksgiving anthem from a pair of retrobates calling themselves Doc and Madam Good Vibes. And if you want a really rude surprise, go to goodvibes.multiversity.com. There are pictures of them, and you will be introduced to their true calling. Please don't mention my name. The French Toast Man after that was Fred Lane, and the Hittite Hot Shots. Fred Lane it was back in the 60s or 70s when this was recorded. It was revived in the 80s by Razor and Tie Records, and FMU got a hold of it, and I got a hold of it. And apparently it's got its own little life, to the point where they're actually making a documentary about Fred. It's called, and if you want to look at it, it's not done yet, but you can find out something about it at fredlanedoc.com. Go ahead, you can tell them I sent you. Just don't mix them up with Good Vibes and tell Good Vibes I even exist, please. This is like danger. Let Me Teach You How to Eat was Reverend Horton Heat, Weird Al Yankovic, Living in the Fridge, Hungry. From the Coasters, spelled that way, Hungry. Katie's Kitchen, Cool Breakfast. I'm not sure if I'd advise that. That doesn't sound good to me. Get a Load of This was R. Crumb and the Cheap Suit Serenaders. The Chips from 1956, Rubber Biscuit, the original version of that. And apparently that was an alternate original version. Didn't see too many differences there, but what do I know? A guy named Ernie Main, who will be here again later. You Can't Get Many Pimples on a Pound of Pickled Pork. Not sure why that's an issue, but somebody thought enough of it to write a song about it. And then somebody I should play more of, Michael Hurley. And I heard the voice of a pork chop. And Michael's like bit slap material, and I really should investigate him more. So we'll check that out. Junk Food Junkie was Larry Gross and Hazel Acker, who I also know nothing about. Advice to a Bride. I was unable to find anything about Hazel. At all. I have 3 records by her. But there you go. So anyway, alright, so second course is about to begin. I advise you to eat sparingly. Do not gorge. And we'll have dessert in a little while. I'll be back. Hang in there.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-B-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-M-A.
Some bring bags of gold, their latest love to hold, with jewels bright as stars above. But it seems my ideals are much higher, for here's how he fulfills my heart's desire. Every night he brings me Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. How his baby loves those Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. He tried to win me with candy, all kinds of sweetness, till he found out it's my baby's weakness. Every night I whisper, thanks for the sandwiches, thanks for the sandwiches. But he feels there's something wrong. Instead of me a-billing and cooing, all I keep doing is chewing Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches all night long. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
fruity sandwiches. Fruity sandwiches. Fruity sandwiches. Fruity sandwiches. He tried to win me with candy, ice cream and custard. But how I love hot dogs with mustard. Every night I whisper, thanks for the sandwiches, thanks for the sandwiches. But he feels there's something wrong. Each time he starts to pop in the question, I'm too busy digesting. Fruity sandwiches, fruity sandwiches all night, all night. Break the fruity sandwiches, the fruity sandwiches, the fruity sandwiches all night long.
Hey, who's this clown?
Good evening, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
I want a pork weenie.
Me too.
The word is not pork weenie, it's corn weenie.
The word is not?
You know, like a corn dog.
Like a corn dog.
That's right. Just like Coney Island.
You get one at Coney Island?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I want a pork weenie.
Oh, do you now?
I want a corn dog.
Yeah, that to me would be more like a corn dog.
Just like Coney Island.
Well, very similar to that.
Corn weenie, sing along. Corn weenie, sing it, sing it.
Corn weenie.
Really, really.
Really big.
Corn weenie, really, really. Corn weenie.
Corn weenie.
Corn weenie. Now, why can't you sing like that?
I'm sorry. I'm just not good with my memory. Sing it again for me.
Okay. Corn weenie. Corn weenie. Really, really. Okay, you're on your own.
Okay.
You're interested in purchasing some corn dogs for yourself for home use?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a specific brand that you're interested in?
Sorry?
Put some color on your bone.
Like a coin
ready
now? Here it comes. Corn weenie. Corn weenie.
Really, really.
Corn weenie. Sing, sing.
Really, really.
Corn weenie.
Corn weenie.
Corn weenie.
Really, really.
Really, really.
Mine.
Really,
really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, really, really, really,
really, really, really,
really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really,
really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, yeah, we're afraid your phone's breaking up.
Oh, on prayer.
Really, really, really?
Yeah.
Really, corn weenie.
Okay, at this point, I have to interrupt. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I love that song. It's a great song.
And remember, corn weenie.
Corn weenie. I won't forget it. It's one. It's the word, but it's actually two words.
My father, my mother, my brother, my sister, Tamuni, hamburger, fried and wine,
fried and wine,
vatel and,
vatel and,
eh, eh, behabuni, eh, eh, bideruni, eh, eh, ishtaruli, eh, eh, dauni, eh, eh, atyabi, tamashar, eh, eh, Breit am 5,
Breit am 5,
Kolosses 2,
Kolosses 2,
Breit am 6,
Breit am 6,
Ach will Hax,
Ach will Hax,
Breit am 7,
Breit am 7,
Ascha Tibin,
Ascha Tibin,
Breit am 9,
Breit am 9,
Fisch ach Schei,
Fisch ach Schei,
Breit am 8,
Breit am 8,
Chirubil Bid,
Chirubil Bid,
Breit am 1,
Breit am 1,
Yeah, 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 oh, Mosfer, Oster, Ate, Abosina, ايه ايه يا عزيزي علي كتير عزيزي انا بحكي عن كليزي انا معلم بمانشستر وطحفوني في همبرجر برايتن 1
برايتن 1
فات بالان
فات بالان
برايتن 2
برايتن 2
وين كنتو
وين كنتو
ايه ايه شرفتو ايه ايه ما كلفتو سمعتو كتير كيفتو استشكرتو ايه ايه انا مستشكر Freit an 5,
Freit an 5,
Kolos an 2,
Kolos an 2,
Freit an 6, Freit
an 6,
Rachbel Akit,
Rachbel Akit,
Freit an 8,
Freit an 8,
Chirub el Bid,
Chirub el Bid,
Yes, yes, ya halwi, Shofi tkun farhani, I want all, mabsuti, ya lady, ya misti, Tamuri, Hamburger, Freit an 1,
Freit an 1,
Freit an 1,
Freit an 1,
Eh, eh, bchaturkum, jit salt, chaturkum, Ana bukra, naturkum, يا مخلون ويا عسبر طعموني همبرجر بكرة بكر بكرة بكر ييي ييي نوب واسلمي تباه رفت بوستوكا نا
Get up in the morning but the first thing that I crave is mustard But I'm a slave to my mustard, yeah.
Drinking from a glass, sipping from a cup.
Four in the morning really wakes you up.
Mustard.
Let me tell you about my mustard, yeah, yeah. Got a mustard club of 120 guys, they eat
mustard,
yeah. We're chipping all our money for an economy size of a mustard, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any who was there, anyone can ask her.
120 guys making mustard plants.
Mustard.
Holy mackerel, I'm in mustard, yeah. If you wanna impress your chick, there's what you wear.
Mustard.
Let me tell you now, once she get a whiff of it, you be the boss groove of
mustard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kicks pick the aroma, even though I knew it.
Right behind the yellow, just a little dabble do it.
Mustard.
Give me all of my
mustard.
Not to touch the button,
mustard.
A young'un in my teens, my mouth used to water for lime or bean. Now you can have your cabbage and your mustard greens. As for me, I love my lime or beans. My mind never leaves those lime or beans. Whenever I have a few cents in my jeans, I spend it all on lime or beans.
patrol cars.
The cat's there laughing with his hands on his hips, and then he hits you with the can of beans. In this town, in this valley,
Brussels sprouts,
the cat stands tall and green. Well, he ain't no prize, and there's no women his size, and that's why the cat's so mean. One day he left his valley path. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking round, he wasn't gone long, and then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Broccoli.
He had never seen such beautiful sight. For if he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. He looked at her, thought, what a dilly. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. This was something he had never sensed. He looked at her, and she commenced, now listen, pal, this ain't no fluke. I can't see going with a big green coop. You've heard about the Jolly Green Giant. Don't let his troubles cross your mind.
Sorry, Fox.
He couldn't get solid, so went back to his valley. The cat was colorblind.
Honeydew, I'm at the end of my rope. Honeydew, me cause we cantaloupe. I work the fruit stand at the edge of town, and in every night I see my woman when the sun goes down. She wants to marry me, but her ma and pa say no. I'd like to make it with her, but I just ain't got the dough. No. Honeydew, I'm at the end of my rope. Honeydew, because we can't know. Eyes like green olives, cherry lips beyond compare.
Cherry.
And everyone who sees us say we make a marvelous pair. Orange, you're glad.
Orange.
I'm telling you about my strife. Let us all ask ourselves, can you beat this kind of life? Honeydew, I'm at the end of my rope. Honeydew, because we can't know. Someday I pray she'll work that fruit stand with me. We'll sell fresh watermelon in the warm September breeze. And when people ask of her why she wears no wedding ring, we'll just rear back our heads and loudly begin to sing. Honeydew, I'm at the end of my rope. Honeydew, because we cantaloupe. Don't you care at all. Honeydew, I'm at the end of my rope. Honeydew, because we cantaloupe. Honeydew, I'm at the end of my rope. Honeydew, because we cantaloupe.
Now, honey, stop messing around with all those limes.
Lime.
Hey, I know your parents think I'm a lemon.
Lemon.
But to me, you're the apple of my eye.
Apple.
And you're a real peach.
Peach.
A total tomato.
Tomato.
Yeah, I know what your papaya says,
papaya.
But squash that idea. You know what,
what
I mean? Let's go out and hide the zucchini.
Zucchini.
I mean, I've got so much love for you, I could spring a leaf.
Leaf.
Let's go out and have a few capers together on our
caper.
Next day.
Next.
You know all I want is a little love and peace.
Cheese!
Honeydew.
Do you know what to pack for tomorrow's lunch to satisfy that hungry bunch? Puritan has an idea for you. We're sure the family will like it too. Take a can of Puritan deviled ham and add celery chopped up fine. 4 hard-boiled eggs and some mayonnaise, and for taste, a dash of wine. Now mix all together, add pepper and salt, and a pinch of cayenne is great. And pack an extra sandwich. We know they'll say it's the best they ever ate.
Of others, listen to my story about the day Tim Hortons ran out of coffee, a day that ends in sorrow and lots of suffering. I've told you how it ends, here's how it begins. Dan Doofus was promoted, perhaps a bit too soon, and put in charge of ordering all things that were consumed. He kept up on the donuts and the bagels and the soup, but forgot the coffee, which is quite an oops. Oh, 'twas the morning Tim Hortons had no coffee. Oh, 'twas the morning that had no caffeine. Oh, 'twas the morning the world began to end. For people without coffee can be very mean. Mary MacMoo-moo was standing in the line. When she went to the counter, what horror did she find? She asked for a coffee, and when told there was no more, she yelled out, "What the hell do you think I came here for? They're out of goddamn coffee!" She then shouted out, and people all around panicked and ran about. While out in the drive-thru, the cars were piling up in a fruitless rush to get the last cup. Oh, 'twas the morning Tim Hortons had no coffee. Oh, 'twas the morning that had no caffeine. Oh, 'twas the morning the world began to end. For people without coffee can be very mean. The mob jumped o'er the counter to see what could be found. Some licked the floor, others chewed on ground. They tore the place apart because of their affliction, 'cause there's no devil worse than a caffeine addiction. With heads that fiercely throbbed and with hands that twitched, the grumpy mob filled the streets trying to find a fix. But I'm sad to say, when no coffee could be found, they ripped the whole darn town right down to the ground. Oh, 'twas the morning Tim Hortons had no coffee. Oh, 'twas the morning that had no caffeine. Oh, 'twas the morning the world began to end. For people without coffee can be very mean. Oh, 'twas the morning Tim Hortons had no coffee. Oh, 'twas the morning that had no caffeine. Oh, 'twas the morning the world began to end. For people without coffee can be very mean.
And there's no bones in sight, and no bones in a waistcoat at all. For dinner today, I'd a toad in the hole. I stuck in me knife and me fork. No meat could I find there inside. So I looked at the wife and I cried. There's no toad in the hole. Toad in the hole. toad in the hole. I've searched the toad in the hole, but all I can find is the owl. I've not had a bite since Friday night, so pity a poor starving soul. If there's no toad in the hole, give me a plate full of owl. Lord Nelson, he once had a toad in the hole. He smelt it and gave up all hope. He searched for the meat for an hour and a half, then grabbed hold of his long telescope. He said to his crew standing by, no wonder I've lost my right eye. There's no toad in the toad in the hole, toad in the hole, toad in the hole. I've searched the toad in the hole, but all I can find is the hole. I've not had a bite since Friday night, how pity a poor starving soul. If there's no toad in the toad in the hole, give me a plate full of owls. At Buckingham Palace, I dined with the king. I took off me collar and tie. When they brought in the joint, I undid me belt and said, what a good boy am I. The king said, you finished, I guess. Is there any complaints? I said, yes. There's no toad in the toad in the hole. Toad in the hole. Toad in the hole. I've searched the jolly old toad in the hole, but all I can find is the aperture. I've not had a bite since Friday night. Oh, pity a poor starving soul. If there's no toad in the hole, give me a plate full of owls.
Just found a crazy song,
yes.
Not too short and not too long. I think that it was written in Alaska.
Alaska?
I think some girl way up in Nome wrote it while away from home.
Well, what's her name?
I don't know, but I'll ask her.
Oh, no.
It's a pip and it's hip.
Well, come on and let her rip.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Hurrah!
It's a silly old thing.
And Tuesdays, Mondays, we all scream for Sundays. Sis, boom, a ba,
ba,
boola boola, sarsaparilla. Have you got chocolate?
You bet.
I'll take vanilla.
Oh, and that's why I scream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. Ra, ra. Rah.
Let's sing another chorus. Cherry
ice
and
cream,
lemon and strawberry
scream,
ice. Pistachio, pineapple,
rah,
very
cream,
nice.
Rah, rah, rah.
Juicy, fruity, chocolate
Monday,
chip. A popsicle, fudgicle, just
Sunday,
let them drip.
Rah, rah, rah. Oh, Spumoni.
Oh, Tortoni.
Have you got raspberry?
Sure.
I'll take bologna.
Get out of here.
Ice cream.
Oh, it's so screwy.
Ice cream.
Oh, it's so gooey.
Rah, rah, rah.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Stop that.
A hunk of banana,
yes.
Improves your manner. And try a little bit,
yes.
On your piano.
Everybody join in.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rah, rah, hooray!
mother make it. She cook potato pudding and can't be beat. I wanna fly to your pudding. I wanna fly to your pudding. I wanna fly to your pudding. Oh, you give it all of me. That pudding you cook there, it tastes so good. Time to get the flies, I want some more. I wanna fly to your pudding. I wanna fly to your pudding. I wanna fly to your pudding. Oh, you give it all of me. Gonna tell you something, don't tell nobody else. Couldn't get done, please save me slide. I wanna fly to your pudding. I wanna fly to your pudding. I wanna fly to your pudding. Oh, you give it all of me. And you give him a slice. The next day, Reverend was back again. For a slice of your pudding. For a slice of your pudding. For a slice of your pudding. Oh, you give it all of me. I'll play it now. I wanna fly to your pudding. Wanna fly to your pudding. Wanna fly to your pudding. Oh, you give it all of me. Call the people around in the neighborhood. And when they come down to cooking, you can't begin. Wanna fly to your pudding. Wanna fly to your pudding. Wanna fly to your pudding. Oh, you give it all of me. When you go in the kitchen, you know the stuff. You got a way of cooking, you can't catch on. I wanna fly to your pudding. Wanna fly to your pudding. Wanna fly to your pudding. Before you give it all away.
Now I heard the warden say,
yeah!
I had one more day,
yeah!
One last meal before they led me away,
yeah!
And he said, if we ain't got it, we'll go out and get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to go till we come back with it.
Yeah.
So I say, give me two dinosaurs. It's over even. French fries through the hood. And don't make it too green. Some mosquito D's and black eyed beans. And a little bitty bowl of butter beef I've been. I say my tooth. My tiger steak, my whole hippopotamus, well the bait, and two cross eyes, catfish, and some wavy gravy in the left hand dish. Let's go, get my dinner, boo.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely full of it. And fortunately, dessert is coming up. So maybe I'll have some dessert and get in front of the TV or some football and pass on out. Actually, I do that every night, so maybe I'll try and stay awake this time just to see what happens in the evening. We started that set with Varla Jean Merman. That was Frankfurter Sandwiches. Varla was a drag performer. That was a guy named, actually, Jeffrey Robinson. He performed under the name of Varla Jean. And that was Frankfurter Sandwiches. What can I tell you? All right, Corn Dogs for Home Use was Rockhausen. That was part of Ken Friedman's Corn Weenie Remix project. Hamburger was Philemon Wehbe, W-E-H-B-E. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but he's from Lebanon and is quite a treasure over in Lebanon. Of course, he's dead now, but quite a songwriter, wrote concertos, wrote everything, including a lot of humorous-type songs, like this one. I don't even know if it was about a hamburger, but it sounded good to me. Mustard was the Dittos, Eddie Ware, Lima Beans. Mmm, love Lima Beans. The Kingsman, the Jolly Green Giant, Honeydew, We Cantaloupe, was the Malibus, a band that featured two guys from, I'm not sure where they were from, but there was John Zambetti and, of course, Walter Egan. Remember Walter Egan? I believe Magnet and Steel was his, something like that. We heard from the Arrogant Worms, who are, I believe, from Toronto, and that was the Ballad of Tim Hortons. I don't know if many of you know this, but Tim Hortons is kind of like the Dunkin' Donuts of Canada. They are trying to merge with Burger King, so those of you in the States will be seeing a lot more of them. They're all over the place here in Maine, almost as many as there are Dunkin' Donuts, and I've never been to one. Swear to God. There's no Toad. In the Toad in the Hole was Ernie Maine again, back again. Ernie weighed 20 stone. I don't know how much that is in pounds, but I'm gathering it's kind of big. So he learned to be funny because people used to laugh at him because he was so big and talked about how he wanted to join the army. So they laughed at him. And so he said, hey, I'm onto something here. Ice Cream after that. We all screamed for Ice Cream. I don't know who that was for sure. It says it's Fred Waring, but Fred Waring came out with that back in 1927. It was entirely different. This does not sound like Fred Waring. It sounds more like Kay Kaiser, to be honest with you. But again, I was unable to find any information. We heard from Julius King, I Want a Slice of Your Puddin', and The Last Meal, appropriately enough, from Little Freddy and the Ripcords. All right? So I will see you next week with a psych edition. And coming up, some dessert. Please have a nice Thanksgiving and a Happy New Year.
Baby, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, I don't want no more sugar in your jelly roll, you see. Cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. Some men like lunch meat, and some they like salt tongue. Some men don't care for biscuits. They like the doggone big fat bun. But baby, don't put no more baking powders in your bread, you see. Cause your two biscuits is plenty big enough for me. And your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, don't put no more sugar and your jelly roll, you see. Cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. There's some men, you know, they're straight. Some crickets are ballast snakes. Some men don't like bungin' biscuits like the doggone flat batter cake. But baby, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me.
In the suburbs. Well, holiday time is here again, and I've had many requests to give my wonderful recipe for my spicy fruitcake. The good one, you know, a secret one. Well, let's get down to business. We'll start by digging out a great old big mixing bowl like the one I got here. Oh, the bigger the better. Now, this one I made in ceramics class at the Women's House of Correction. That's when I was younger. Oh, what a time. This bowl measures fully 5 feet across. I was in a long time. Let me off for good behavior. Well, we use a big old canoe paddle for a mixer. Now we're ready to put in all the secret ingredients. First, 3 pounds of dates. Next, 2 quarts of brandy. And taste. 3 pounds of mixed nuts. 2 quarts of brandy. Taste. 3 pounds of dried plums, mixed well. 3 quarts of brandy. Taste. Say, it's really getting that old holiday zing, isn't it? How about that? Now, 2 rounds of two pounds of raisins. 3 quarts of brandy. Taste. Oh, it's wonderful, ain't it? Zowie, I like the holidays. 10 pounds of cherries. 5 quarts of brandy. Ah, heck, make it 10. What the devil? Mix well. And taste. Shazam, I'm Captain Marvel. Oh, bring on Richard Burton. I don't care. 2 cans of Ajax. 15 quarts of beautiful golden goose. I haven't felt like this since I went hunting with my mother-in-law. She lingered 3 days. Lean over and take another taste. Now, there you go, the old mixing bowl, honey. Now, who cares? Stay in there. It's a great place to spend the holidays. Everything's...